Good morning. Good morning, Mol.
Good morning.
Good morning, friends. Good morning. Ah, it's a nice morning today, actually.
It's a bit cold.
Yeah, that's true. A little bit chilly.
The clouds haven't faded.
Yeah. It's a little bit of an overcast morning, but there's patches of blue, which we didn't have yesterday, so that's nice. It's about 8 o'clock. We've been walking for maybe 10 or 15 minutes now. We've kind of been following the trail up through this burn area that we started yesterday evening, just before camp. Great swathes of blackened trees all over the place, and then now to our left, it's this huge scree field. Oh, and we're slowly making our way up another ridgeline. That's basically how we finished yesterday, was just like walking up and down these ridgelines. Good views of Mount Rainier, which, yeah, can't see it at all. How strange. I know, but it's such a big mountain, I thought you'd be able to see a bit. But, you know, that's how life goes. So yesterday was a good day. Nice little swim in the lake. A bit of trail magic. Weather wasn't too great. And there's a lot of ridgeline walking. Today, don't really know what we've got in store. All I know is that from, including today, we have two more whole days of walking. And then a 10-mile stretch to get into Snoqualmie, which is the place where we're going to have a proper Nero with bed and all. We're going to be staying in, well, hopefully we're going to be staying in a place called Summit Inn. Ah, that's going to be nice. That's going to be our last bed before the end of the trail. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to the town experience of nice food. We pick up our second package, the second of four.
We were talking to the others and it's nice to be able to have three meals. Lunch, dinner, breakfast.
Boom, boom, boom. That's going to be so nice. And they have a curry place. Holla! Whew. It's always a slightly tough morning when you have to wake up on... Sorry, that's just my bag. On a uphill. Oh, my bag's getting caught on all these sort of folded over trees that are hanging over the trail. Hopefully we're going to have a lovely day today. Hopefully, I'm kind of hoping for coming across another lake. It is now 11:30. Since we last chatted to you, we've walked through this incredibly burnt out area. The forest was like blackened by fire and all the bark was peeling off the wood, the inner wood, which was left incredibly smooth. And I don't know if that's a factor of the fires or not, but it's so satisfying just to stroke it. It's so smooth on the inside. So we're in that burn area for quite some time, but then we quickly dropped and suddenly found our way into this sort of dense forest once again, very much dominated by fir trees, and it smells lovely of wood and of flower too. There's quite an abundance of shrubs and herbs and mushrooms and strawberries too. Many a strawberry on the trail today. Very small, wild little strawberries with not too much taste, and many of them are actually quite sour. Which is a shame, because imagine if you came across walking through a forest and you're just like, oh, I'm so thirsty, I'm so hungry. Imagine coming across something like a proper bushel of strawberries, just like the punnet strawberries that you find, like big ones. Can you imagine how sweet and juicy that would be, and how like, oh, satiating it would be. I often think about it in terms of dates too, just like the sugary goodness of a date. Imagine if you came across a date and you just peeled it back and there it was, that sugar-filled, beautiful. Walking for a little bit of time now, meandering our way down. It's been pretty nice and gradual. Only one relatively steep hill, but besides that, it's just been a downhill walk so far today. And I think up and coming, perhaps in like another mile or so, is a cabin alongside a creek. That will mark probably our 10th mile of the day. And I think William and Audrey are going to be there for like a little break, perhaps collect some water. Although today is one of those days where you don't really drink too much. It's a really nice, cool, chill day. Barely break a sweat. There is blue sky above us, but there's overall this overcastness, which is kind of overshadowing the sun a little bit. You can still, there's still rays of sunlight coming down, so everything's nice and bright and dry and lovely. You're not experiencing that intense heat that you sometimes get during the day. Not too sure again what to expect today, but we've been seeing views, particularly when we're in the Burn area, of future times to come, we think. Potentially sites of Glacier Peak Wilderness, these huge jagged mountains just kind of on the horizon, but actually they don't look too far away. But I think if that is Glacier Peak, it's meant to be one of the most beautiful wildernesses on the PCT, much like Goat Rocks. And I think that comes after Snoqualmie, which is where we're headed to now. After Stevens, maybe too. So perhaps it's between the two last stops. I might be wrong, it might be between Snoqualmie and Stevens, but there's not much of a gap between those two, so who knows. Just entered Norse Peak Wilderness. Norse Peak, what a cool name. Yeah, so far so good. It's been quite a nice day. We're aiming for like a 24 miler, so 2 more miles than yesterday, and that will then mean that we can then do a 22 tomorrow and then a nice 10 stroll into Snoqualmie. And yesterday in the evening, just before we got to camp, me, Will and Mike stopped off, collected the water while the girls walked off and found us camp about 3 miles down the line. And whilst they were waiting for us, they were checking out all the comments on gut hooks for Snoqualmie. So we have a pretty good idea of what we're going to be doing there. So essentially, I know this is like 2 days time or like 2 episodes time, but it's just always fun to think about food when you're on the trail. And essentially there is a good curry place apparently, which would be brilliant. So we're thinking that for lunch. We're thinking potentially the brewery for dinner. So that's just like classic burgers and meaty stuff and beer. And then we were thinking the next morning we'd be doing a breakfast. Don't know, probably just at the cafe or something. But this is what gets hikers excited, you know. We love being out in the wilderness and everything, but when you've been out for a couple of days, you start thinking about the food that you want, and then you realise, oh, it's just a few days until you get to town, I wonder what's there, and you start looking it up, and it's just really, it's super exciting to know what's there, and like, oh, you can just picture what you're going to eat. And Molly and I have been talking a lot more about home recently too, but not in the way that we used to. It's now in the excitement realm, because today is the 31st of August. From tomorrow onwards, we're essentially counting up, if that makes sense, to the last day. So our last day on the trail is predicted to be the 15th. So from tomorrow, which is the 1st of September, we have 15 days. And then we just count up. 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's exciting. It's going to be so, so exciting. Staying focused. I'm actually super stoked to soon be going into the Glacier Peak Wilderness. Molly is as well. She's really, really excited about that. It's gone past our little lunch break now. We did make it to the cabin and we did bump into William and Audrey there, but the cabin itself we weren't really able to go have a look at. It was a beautiful, I'm guessing, pine wood cabin, but there was one guy occupying it. He might have been a ranger. I've heard of rangers sort of moving into these cabins during their times out when they're stationed for like 5 weeks at a time or so, basically out in the wilderness. And it looked almost as if he was setting it up for himself or constructing something. If that is the case, if it was a ranger moving in, whoa, what a cool little life that is. He had a beautiful meadow view. I'm sure he had plenty of wildlife on his doorstep. It's really quite cool. So we bumped into William and Audrey there. We progressed further 2 miles to the top of this like ridgeline, which gave us stunning views of Mount Rainier. Though Mount Rainier today is being a bit shy and its summits are hiding behind a couple of clouds, which is kind of strange because everywhere else is just so clear blue. But the clouds often congregate around these sort of mountain tops, which gives them this kind of mystical, formidable view. Makes them look taller, I always think, as if they are poking through the atmosphere. And from up there we just had some lunch and And then from there, so that was probably about half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, from there we've continued up the ridgeline on a lovely traversing path through some woods, and joined onto another ridge just past a Sobo hiker who was walking along the PCT but only for the Washington section. And she said that about 4 or 5 miles away is some trail magic. What? Again? Gosh. So that's pretty exciting. But it's gotten to the point now where we've received so much magic that we're not like desperate for it. Obviously, it's always really nice news hearing about it, but it's not like, oh, how far away? 5 miles. Okay, let's quickly smash out those 5 miles. It's just kind of like, okay, well, if we get there in time, we get there in time. If we don't, we're all good. We just had lunch. So yeah, certainly it's becoming not too common, but it's getting to the point now where it's just so opposite what we were experiencing beforehand, with no trail magic anywhere, always missing it and being desperate for it. To we're satisfied, and now every extra trail magic's just like, oh well, that's nice, that's good, thank you. What else happened? Oh yeah, so just as we joined onto this ridgeline, saw a couple of cool things. So from a tree amongst like the branches of a fir tree to my right, literally right next to the path, was this hawk of some sort. I'm not too sure. Again, I think we've seen a few of these around. I certainly saw one yesterday, though this one seemed larger. But they're kind of like goshawky, sparrowhawky. I'm not too sure what kind of species they would be out here. But they have the barred or striped sort of under feather on their belly and torso and their legs. It's just like these dark bands along a kind of predominantly pale feathering. And then like a dark feathering on the top. I'm trying to think of what the wings look like, if they had splayed. I don't think it was splayed, I can't remember. So I don't think splayed is really a hawk's thing. It was very much more pointed, I believe. Almost like something designed for speed and mobility, agility through the trees and everything. But this one was quite large. I can't tell if it was just because I was close to it, but it jumped off of the branch just as I came around the corner and flew right over my head. And it looked as if the wingspan was probably about, I don't know, from tip to tip, I don't know, a meter and a half maybe. Body seemed pretty built, quite thick set. And I saw something similar yesterday from not too far away, but certainly not anywhere near as close as that. But that one looked like a very small individual. But yeah, who knows? I don't really know the bird of prey species out here. I've got my eyes open for bald eagles, but haven't seen any yet. Besides that one I saw in Sierras here, but it was beautiful, very lovely. And then really shortly after that, unfortunately, Molly came around the corner just a little bit too late to see the hawk. But then shortly after that, right on trail, just lying across it, was a snake. Now, this was a species I don't know. Definitely not dangerous to us. The head was tiny. It's not a viper of any sort. Kind of looked more like the garter snake or something similar. Quite a very small head with a long, thin body. It had the typical white stripe going down either side, but then down, right down its spine, was a thin, bright red line, which is something I haven't seen on any of the snakes that we saw in Southern California or the few that we saw in Oregon. So to me, this was a new species, of which I have no idea what it was. I could be wrong, maybe it's the season or something, but it was cool to see a snake again. Don't really expect to see them amongst this sort of forest and woodland. Always associate them with rocky slopes of really hot, barren and exposed landscapes. So it's quite nice to see that. Perhaps that'll be my last snake. How sad. How sad indeed. So I'm just starting to head down now, I think, along this ridge line. At lunch, Molly had a look at the elevation profile for today and stated that this is quite an Oregon day, predominantly downhill with a couple of small jutty sort of climbs. Less than 1,000 feet elevation each time, so it's quite nice really. So yeah, just progressing through, and a second ago Molly rightfully reminded me that I need to keep my eyes open for a spring, because we're about to head into like a dry stretch of about 10 miles or so, and we'll probably be camping before we get out of it. So quite early on in the day, unfortunately, I'm gonna have to collect water for not only the walk but also for dinner, so that's extra weight on my back. But that's all right. So yeah, eyes open for a spring and then eyes open for trail magic. Well, literally just speaking of magic, I walk around a corner and there's these two hikers. One of them's a day hiker and another one, he seems to be packed out like a PCT hiker, but I really recognised him. And I'll tell you from where. I had last seen him on Knife's Edge, and he was stood on like the ridgeline of Knife's Edge taking photographs. And here he is now, further up north, taking photographs of this sort of area that we're walking through now. And he offers me a beer. And I was like, yes, sure, but I don't want to... If you've taken it from the trail magic further down the road that we've heard about, I don't want to take your magic away from you. And he was like, no, I'm doing my own. I was like, oh, okay, sure, yeah, I'll take a beer. So here we have two PBRs in hand. Well, one in Molly's hand, one in mine. And, it's quite nice walking in the sun with a beer in hand. It's lovely. Nice and refreshing. And then the other chap gave me a bag of grapes. And then, also... The trail's delivering because there's huckleberries all over the place. Absolute delight. We're walking through this sort of dead, burnt area, which is obviously old school because all the, instead of being freshly burnt, it's all like skeletal structures of where forest once was. But it's really lovely and it's just fresh pack of grapes and a fresh beer in hand.
And
beautiful.
And the coolest thing was the, we were just chatting. And he's like, oh, I'm OTC. And I was like, oh, cool, so he must be a previous PCT hiker. And I was like, when did you hike? And he said, in 96 and 13. So he's done two through hikes. And he was like, yeah, I'm OTC because I'm Craig from Craig's PCT planner. And they say, like, oh, that Craig. And I was like, whoa, wait, what? Your Craig is in Craig's PCT planner, Craig. And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, that was so useful for us, especially as international people. Like, it was so useful. So it's basically, it's obviously, it's a website. And what you do, you type in like your daily mileage that you expect to do and how many zeros you can expect to take, your start date. And you put it into this program he's created. And there's loads of other things you can adjust. And what it will do, it will spit out like your end date. So for us, it was super useful when we had no idea anything about the PCT. And we needed to fill in our visa, like how long it was going to take us. So we were able to spit out an end date if we put in our proposed start date. So it was so helpful, and we actually met the guy who created it, the Craig. It was so nice.
Well, he was super friendly, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was friendly when we met him in Goat Rocks too.
Yeah. Well, he said to me, he was like, welcome to the Knife. And I was like, sick, that's a cool greeting. I like that. Ah, what a treat. I'm actually getting really... Ooh, Molly Meadows. I'm actually getting...
beer while walking.
I know. It's super hot out here now as well. I'm starting to really sweat, so I need to get this beer down me. And then soon we'll be at the water, I believe. Yeah, there you go. Random encounters on the trail. Gotta love them. Like Molly just said, like Icarus, we flew too close to the sun when it came to trail magic. We rolled the dice, we didn't pick up water at the spring because we thought, oh, the trail magic, we'll pick up water there. Mm. And guess what, chaps? We missed it. And I think we missed it by just like seconds, yeah. Literally. There was a car at the road that we were told that it was at. There was a car seemingly pulling away and hesitating, and then it drove down the road just before we got onto it.
Yeah.
And it was at like a junction where three roads met, and there were two beer cans left on the floor.
Yeah.
Clear sign of
hiker fun.
Gutted.
Oh well. At least we've had quite a bit, so.
Yeah. And we still have these grapes. I'm eating these.
But I honestly, that's my fastest speed I've done in a long time. I was like hoofing it up those hills.
Mm. I'm only bummed because we did roll the dice with water. And when we got to the spring, about 1 mile before...
Yeah, we hesitated for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, we were like, oh, should we collect here? And then we were like, it'd be a bit of a nuisance to stop here and stop at the trail magic to collect water. Let's just get the water from the trail magic because they always supply lots of water.
And I was like, yeah, cool. That sounds like the easier thing to do. Let's go and enjoy the magic.
And if we didn't even deliberate.
Yeah, maybe we would have made it. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
These grapes are giving me enough little bits of water to at least survive for a few more miles. And I think we do have enough water to cook dinner. It's just, might have to ration. But I don't think tomorrow we have long until we get to the water.
It's like right at the start. We'd get 2 miles or something.
2 miles away, yeah. Yeah, bit of a bum. Thank God we had all that magic beforehand, though, in Washington.
Yeah, or else we would have been like,
can you imagine? That would have sucked. That would have really sucked. Mm-hmm. And, to be fair, if we collected water and then got in there and there was no magic, we would have been like, didn't collect water?
Wouldn't have made a difference.
No. It'd still be just as bum.
It's just, I was thinking, because usually I'm very panicked about trail magic because I know it's a finite thing. Like, in the desert, they all left before 2, didn't they? Like, most of the trail magics, because they were just doing it for the day and then they'd go home for the afternoon. But then I kind of got comfortable because we've run into so many trail magics over the last few days where they've been like, oh, I'm here all day long and then I sleep and then I'm here tomorrow too. So I kind of got comfortable with that aspect of things and I forgot. But then as we were walking up, I was like, oh man, like it's 3:30 now and we've still got another mile. If I was a person, I'd want to head home.
How far away is Seattle from here? Because they're probably from Seattle.
I don't know.
Can't be too far.
No.
Oh, well, actually, knowing America, it's probably a few hours.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense that you would want to get home. And then I was also thinking, I was like, they probably were here overnight. Maybe.
Oh,
potentially.
Friday,
but it's Friday. And then Saturday, they pack up so that they have all day Sunday at home.
What?
Or, like, enjoy Labor Day. Oh, there is a car coming down this way, though. Let's just see how this goes, guys. Molly, work your magic.
I don't want to stand up.
Don't stand up. Just look sad.
Look sad?
Yeah, look sad. I'm going to eat this grape. That way they don't know.
They'll all wave in a minute.
I thought they were flashing at us, but it's just their headlamps.
Oh. Going in a bump.
Yeah. How's it going?
How many more days you think until you get to
Canada? 15.
Yeah.
15 from here. We started in March, so it's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while. Yeah. Where are you guys headed to?
Oh,
okay. Cool. Nice.
Yeah,
we've seen loads. Really good ones. Yeah, it's lovely. No elk.
Oh no, I haven't seen any elk. Oh no. Wow, we'll keep an eye out. Though.
Yeah,
that'd
be
really
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we'll keep eyes open.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. See you later.
There's actually been, like, since we've been sat here, there's 3 cars have gone past. It's way busier than I thought. But it is Labour weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another car.
Another car, Jesus. Here we go. Right, second chance.
No, I don't want to keep selling myself.
No, you
like
don't.
This.
What did you do? No, you just sell yourself like you did just then. Sell yourself, go on. These guys don't look like they can stop.
No.
God, we do look homeless here though, don't we?
Yeah. Hiya!
Hey.
Gosh.
Stadium. Well. Oh well.
That's okay.
That's alright, we tried.
We tried.
So, do you have any idea how long we got?
So, I guess we got 2 miles?
577.9. Yeah, it must be something like that, because otherwise we're encroaching on...
Yeah, because we're at... I can't remember. Where do we start? So, I think it's... I can't remember. I don't know when it is.
Just have a little look. Because Snoqualmie's at 93.
I love you. Oh, no, 55.9. 56 exactly here. Sorry, 7.7, it just got stuck in my head, but it was 5.5.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I was like, dude, we're getting to Snoqualmie tomorrow.
Sorry, man.
Oh, man, that killed me.
Ew, we got a hill.
Where right now?
Yes. Well, we've got a hill, and then it goes down, like over 0.2 or something, then it goes uppity uppity up at like 600, 700 feet.
No, that's nothing. That's fine.
That ain't nothing.
That ain't nothing.
And then, where's our campsite? Not there. Not there. For this one? Excuse me. Yeah, 5.5.
5.5 miles?
Yes.
What? Oh, I guess that's not that bad.
Mm.
It's just, you just said two.
I know.
What an estimate. Oh, I wish we were at a 7.7. Getting to Snoqualmie tomorrow.
Mm.
So what mile are we going to be ending today, Anthony?
2.36, 1.4.
1.4, okay.
I'm bored. And I tried really hard just then. It's like somebody tell, like it's hard because I don't want to be spoiled, and also we've been very lucky with Washington Trail Magic. I've been very grateful, but it's like somebody's been like, I have a present for you, and you're like, yay! And then they're like, actually no.
Actually no. Not for you, not today.
And oh. Then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's, you can't help but feel deflated.
Yeah, I mean, all I want is someone to give me a bottle of water. That's literally all I want right now. Because then I can be like,
you could ask.
Amazing, I'll guzzle this.
Why didn't you ask?
Because I don't know, I always just feel a bit too cheeky doing that.
You made me make a hole in my bag.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. Now we have those beer cans. Which is a bit annoying.
Because the guy was like, oh, you can throw it away at the trail magic.
Damn it. Craig. Like,
he was so sure Craig was.
Craig.
I was
just
like, okay, Craig, I trust you. And oh. Then my bar.
What are you having?
My bar.
Oh, yeah, your bar. Good idea. Tanogun Wanachee National Forest. We are tucking down to bed now. Made it to camp. Nice little dirt road.
Enough space. With a suspicious tent already there, but no one in the tent.
It's a big tent.
So we don't know if maybe some will turn up at 11. It'd be really noisy and wake us up.
I'm wondering if it's those two hunters.
Could
whether
be.
They're like scouting the area and then they'll come pack up the tent and walk down to their car or something later on. Don't know. But anyway, it's been a nice day actually. It's been quite good. Not too hard, not too steep, not too many big climbs. One towards the end went on for quite a while. Weather held up pretty nicely, although it got real overcast tonight. Hopefully it's not going to rain. Patched a couple of little holes in our tent just in case it does. We've just got like four small ones right at the top. But all in all, today was a good day. We kind of basically did get trail magic, didn't we? Because we got beer and grapes and...
Exactly.
Yeah, so the trail magic thing didn't bring us down at all, actually. It was just kind of like, oh well. Let's just keep on going. And it didn't take too long until we got here. And then we hung out with all the peeps. And they're just chilling in their tents now, but we had nice little chats. And then we're ready for tomorrow. So tomorrow being a 22-mile day. Our last full day before we get to Snoqualmie. And it's meant to be a bit more of a
hilly
day tomorrow, so I'm feeling ready for it, but I'm just super tired right now.
Ready for bed.
So we're going to hit the hay, friends.
Yeah.
We're going to say goodnight.
Night night.
And we'll see you in the next episode.